begin.
Okay, so I guess we'll call the order of the meeting of January 15th, 2010. Is about, what do you got there, 11:08? Yeah, AM?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the roll call of the board members, please.
All right. Commissioner Noddy.
Here.
Commissioner Von Schaven is absent. Commissioner Galvin is absent. Mr. Winther?
Here.
Mr. Felix?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, we have a quorum. It's been noted. Approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. This is Mike.
Second.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any objections? Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. Roll call of the staff first, please, and then the public.
Valerie Walker, Ada.
Brenda Applegate, Ada.
Karsten Rodvik, Ada.
Sarah Fisher Goad, Ada.
Ted Leonard, Ada.
Sherry Severson, Ada.
And Brian Bjorkless, Department of Law. That's everybody.
In the room.
In the room.
We have.
Oh, there's no public then. Okay.
Not online.
We have
someone online.
Okay. Please identify yourself online.
Pat Clancy with Western Financial Group.
Cynthia Weed, K&L Gates, Bond Counsel.
Paul Bloom and Brian Olin from Goldman Sachs.
Okay, at this time I would like to pass the gavel to Commissioner Noddy, being he's in the room there.
Thank you, John.
Commissioner, it's all yours.
Thank you, John. We've got the old business.
We have no old business at this time, Commissioner.
And new business.
New business. Okay.
Yes, sir.
We'll start with resolution number G90-2E, and that is amending and restating the revolving fund bond resolution. And we thought at this time, if it's okay with the chair, that we would have Cynthia Weed, our bond counsel with K&L Gates, go over the changes and go from there. Cynthia, would you please go over the changes?
Sure, I'd be glad to. This resolution, as indicated, was originally adopted in 1990. It has been amended in 1996, in 1998, in 2007, in 2008, and this most recent amendment and restatement is made pursuant to express authority, which is actually granted in the resolution in section 802. And the purpose for the amendment and the restatement is only to correct ambiguities. Like, there are no substantive amendments whatsoever in this resolution. So even though the document that was distributed to you appears to be lengthy, really the only changes are in section 713 and section 714. Inserting a couple words such as, instead of saying indebtedness outstanding, it now says indebtedness that is outstanding. In other words, we added the words that is. And in section 14, we made a similar change by adding the words that is. And also clarifying a definition of assets. The amount that's required to be held in the revolving fund as cash equivalent. So we basically just moved the words around slightly in order to make it clear that the use of the term cash equivalent was the type of asset that was required to be held in the revolving fund. Again, no substantive changes whatsoever to this resolution. It is brought to you in the expectation that would approve it as making no substantive modifications.
Anything, Brian? Nope. Commissioner?
Mike, do you have any questions?
I have no questions. You need a motion?
Yes.
I'll move that we approve resolution G90-2E as amended.
Get it?
Second. Take a roll call vote, please.
Roll call vote, Mr. Winter?
Yes.
Mr. Felix?
Yes.
Commissioner Naughty?
Yes.
The motion passes.
We move on to G101 then.
Okay, Commissioner, thank you very much. Resolution G10-01 is a revolving fund bond series resolution authorizing the issuance of revolving fund refunding bonds, and it would be series 2010A, and the purpose of this resolution is for the refunding and redeeming of a portion of the authority's outstanding revolving fund bonds that are fixed. That are variable with the request to funds through some fixed bonds. We have on the phone Pat Clancy that will go through the reasons. Pat's our financial analyst. And then we also have Cynthia Weed online too to discuss any questions that the board would have on the resolution. Pat, would you want to start for us, please?
It'd be my pleasure. Commissioners, the proposal to refund the Series 2008 variable rate bonds that are currently outstanding, all of the principal amounts maturing after April 1, 2010. We decided not to include the 2010 maturity because it would be paid off within another month or so anyway, so there was no reason to wrap it into the refunding. The refunding converts the outstanding bonds from variable rate obligations, which are supported by a letter of credit and remarketed on a weekly basis, to a fixed rate transaction. The reason we have suggested this at this point in time are several reasons. First, the 2008 bonds now represent over 90% of the outstanding principal supported by the revolving fund. Rating agency recommendations have historically suggested no more than 50% of your assets be outstanding in variable rate obligations, and that was the case earlier when these were sold, but with the redemption of the Healy bonds and other bonds rolling off, we have been left with these as the really only sole outstanding obligations. In addition to that, we are at a period in time in which interest rates, long-term interest rates, are at historic lows. They are a full percent lower than they were a year ago at this time, and significantly below the historic average of long-term interest rates. And lastly, at this point in time, there was a provision in the Recovery Act, which was aimed at facilitating the issuance of bonds to support private activity transactions such as the DeLong Mountain Transportation System. And I think not necessarily of Congress's intention, but I won't say that they didn't intend. They provided for bonds that were these funded projects that were done a very long time ago to be refunded and to be refunded in a fully tax-exempt rate rather than the way that the bonds are currently, and that is subject to alternative minimum tax. This has a significant impact on the long-term interest rates that you would have in the market today. We believe that's in the ballpark of 0.5%. On the long-term ratings or better. And so for the remainder of 2010, we have the opportunity, and this provision does expire at the end of 2010, to, if we did refund, if we do refund the 2008 bonds, we get to move them from being, the interest on them being subject to alternative. alternative minimum tax to being subject to fully tax exempt obligations. So what does this mean in terms of interest rates? We currently are running numbers with Goldman Sachs, and the numbers are looking to be that the all-in interest rate for the refunded bonds is currently predicted to be a little less than 4%. And while your short-term interest rates on the 2008 bonds are very low right now, it is generally believed that interest rates will rise in the not-too-distant future, could rise significantly on the short end and could rise significantly on the long end. So if rates were returned to the normal levels, the historic average of the weekly rates that your variable rate bonds are in at this point in time, and you were to add the cost of the letter of credit and remarketing, you would be looking at an all-in cost of carry on those variable rate bonds based on historic numbers of nearly 5%, which means that at this point in time we can convert your variable rate bonds, eliminate the risk of future letter of credit renewal related to other entities, and you'll remember a year ago that was the genesis of the refunding we did then was because of the downgrade of AMBAC and insurer on the bonds. And so we can lock in permanently rates that are likely to be below your average cost throughout the remaining life of the bonds through 2027 at this point in time. And, you know, that's in base part also on the fact that Ada is currently enjoying has very strong credit rating. The spreads between ratings are quite low at this point in time. So we think, in summary, there's an opportunity for Ada to move from variable rate, which is likely to increase, to a fixed rate, that keeps you out, avoids future rate risk and renewal risk on letters of credit, and to potentially lock in a rate that is likely to be lower than your long-term rates all-in cost would be if we did that.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board or staff? There are no questions. We entertain a motion to adopt.
Also move to adopt resolution C0-01.
A second.
Motion has been made and second.
Mr. Chairman, Cynthia Weed is the authority's bond counsel is prepared to go over the documents prior to a vote or not, as you wish.
Have to depend on questions. If we have any questions, in fact, we don't have any questions. So, there's a motion made. We'll take a roll call vote, please.
Mr. Winther.
Yes.
Mr. Felix.
Yes.
Commissioner Nottie.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Do you have any comments?
Yes, Commissioner. Just really quickly, again, I'd like to thank the board. I think this was a window in time for us to make a good decision on how we have our assets financed. So we really appreciate the trust that the board has put into staff and our advisors on moving forward with this. Second, I just want to give a quick update. We are moving forward into the legislative session. We look to be down there discussing economic development and promoting economic development throughout the session, so plan to be down there quite a bit between our staff and, of course, Steve's. We have started working on the implementation of the strategic plan that the board looked at last month, and with that, one of the positions that was stated that we needed in the strategic plan is a business development officer. We have offered the job to Mike Katze, and he has accepted, and will start on February 16th, so you'll see a new face at the board meetings. Mike's experience includes that he was in charge, or is still, I guess, till the 16th, the executive director of the Southwest Municipal Conference, Swansea. He has a lot of experience in economic development. He's worked for the Kodiak Economic Development Group. He was also a city council member in Kodiak and is currently a board director on AML, so we believe he'll bring a lot of strength in the rural areas and also with the municipalities. And the last thing, he's right now in charge of the Alaska Partnership on Economic Development. He's doing a strategic plan on the private sector. So we believe he brings a lot of strength and will help us move forward on the metrics that the board has approved, and we're looking forward to this year, going forward on the strategic plan. So that's all I have. Anything, Valerie? Sarah? Nope. Brian? Nope. So that's the comments.
We have one member of the public. Would you want to make a statement?
No, I have no statement.
Okay. So board comments.
No other business. We'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Second.
No objections. We are adjourned.
Thank you very much, Mike, John, and everyone else.